All right, Abutai, part two. So we learned, we're learning the Haftarah of Shofetim Perek Yud Aleph. That's really the Haftarah of Parashat Chukat, which was last week's Parashah. It's a classic and very, very rich Haftarah. Last week, we got to the point where there was a Ben Zonah. We learned from the Ben Ubachya. Ben Zonah means that Yiftach's father married outside of his tribe. They end up having a son called Yiftach. He had children from another wife. And now came to the inheritance. So the brothers wanted to, exclude Yiftach from the Yerushah. And a Mahloket ensued. And Yiftach did not want to be involved in the Mahloket. So he actually ran away to Eretz Tov. And we explained that the reason why the Navi called it Eretz Tov, because ultimately it was Tov for Yiftach. Worked out okay. And the Rav Chida told us that when the Ammonim started to fight, B'nai Israel, the Jewish people needed a leader. By that time, Yiftach had his own army. He had his vigilantes in Eretz Tov. So they went to him. And of course, Yiftach's original reaction is, you kicked me out. He was talking to the rabbis, we learned. So the rabbis didn't defend him. He says, you kicked me out. And now, so when you need me, you call on me? And the rabbis answered, that's why we came to you. And we said last week, that's why we came to you. I asked you a question. You threw me out, now you need me. And what did the rabbis answer back to, that's why we came. That's why we came. I asked you a question, answer my question. And Rav Chida said, from the Mishnah Pirkei Avot, that don't mistreat, or basically in the positive way we'll say be nice to everybody, because you never know, you might come to need that person. The way Rav Chida learned the Mishnah was not you never know, but he said it's going to happen. Be nice to everybody, because if you're not nice, Hashem's going to orchestrate that you need that person, and that's going to be your kapara, that you're going to need the guy. So they weren't nice to Yiftach, so they realized that. So they say, Lachen Banu, that's why we came. It's inevitable we had to come back to you because we were Baz Lecha. So anyway, Yiftach comes along and says, okay. They said, listen, if you go fight with us and be our leader, we're willing to make you the, we'll make you the leader. So Yiftach comes along and says, I don't need you to make me, Baruch Haba Jack. I don't need you to make me the leader.
Thank you.
I'll be the leader automatically.
Right, if I win anyway.
Exactly. If I win anyway, I'm the leader. So will you do me a favor? Don't do me any favor that's going to happen without you. So Yiftach ultimately said, they tell Yiftach, fine, you're the leader now. And if you remember, we learned last week that he needed the chizuk. He needed the confidence of the people, the boost of the people. Even a leader needs to know that the people are behind him in order that he's able to succeed. And then they said, okay, you'll be our leader. You'll be our leader now. And that's where we left off. And then what happened? What happens is we begin now on Perek Yud Aleph. And we start Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayelech Yiftach im Ziknei Gilad. So he goes with Ziknei Gilad. So they actually make him the shofet even before the war. And it seems that Yiftach makes a declaration in front of Hashem, although the Navi doesn't really tell us what this declaration was. But I saw brought down from the Sfarim that he was saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu that just like I was mevater, and I forgave what they did to me, and I came back to help the people. So to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be mevater and be merachem on the people. So therefore, he was trying to activate a midah keneged midah. And now, Vayishlach Yiftach Malachim el Melech b'nei Amon lemor. He sends messengers to the king of b'nei Amon, and he says, Mali valach. Kibata elai lelachem be'arsi. So he's telling him, what do you want from me? Madi valach, what's your issue? Seems B'nai Amon
had claims.
So Yiftach's trying to understand what do you want? What's your claims? Vayomer melech bnei Amon et malachei Yiftach. So they sent back, ki lakach Yisrael et arsi. Ba'aloto memitzrayim. מארנון ועד היבוק ועד הירדן ועתה השיבה את הן בשלום. It's not an old claim, it's a new claim, which is an old claim, which is we always say this. Normally the rule of war is if you conquer somebody, we hold that a kibush is a kibush, a conquest is a conquest, unless you're Jewish. So therefore they're coming along and saying, hey, you conquered our lands when you came out of Egypt. Exactly. You're the one that's coming along and saying, we conquered it. Finished. Wait. No backsies. But in war, there's no backsies. There's no statute of limitation. Okay, you had it for 7 years, give it to me back. But they're coming along and saying that it's not fair. Ki lakach Yisrael et arsi. Lakach. Ba'alotom emitzrayim ma'anom ve'adibok ve'adim give them the borders. So we don't want to go to war. Shiva Tim B'Shalom, give it to us back in peace. I'm going to call it a day. Now, Yiftach has to remind Bnei Amon two things. Number one, Jewish history. And number two, how to learn Perasha. Obviously, they didn't know how to read the Pesukim correctly. So he sends them back, Yosef on Yiftach, Yishlam Malachim and Melech Bnei Amon, Yomed Lo, Ko Amar Yiftach. Let me make it very clear. Lo lakach Yisrael et eres Moab v'et eres b'nei Amon. We didn't take. Now he throws in Amon over here, he throws in Moab. We have to see why he threw in Moab. Nobody was asking about Moab. But he threw it in there, he lumped it in there. We didn't take not your land, and we didn't take Moab's land. So what happened then? So what, it was just a bogus claim? I mean, obviously somebody had that territory. Now, this is 300 years later, keep in mind. This is 300 years later after the event. So you see the Goyim don't forget. But there's nothing for them to forget. We didn't take their land. Yiftach now is going to explain it. Sammy Baruch Abba, how you doing, honey? Right over here. Okay. So the Pasuk says, Ki ba'alotam b'mitzrayim, when we came out of Mitzrayim, Dayelech Yisrael b'midbar ad yam suf. So we were traveling. Vayavo Kadesha. And we got to a place called Kadesh. Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim El Melech Edom Lemor. Now if you remember Parashat Hukat, it actually tells us the story. It doesn't say that Israel sent Malachim. It actually says that Moshe Rabbeinu sent Malachim to the king of Edom. And if you remember what Rashi said in the Parashah, Rashi said from here you learn Moshe is Israel and Israel is Moshe. That when Moshe is talking on behalf of Klal Israel. So therefore the Pasuk says, Vayishlach Israel Malachim. Moshe is Israel. It's the same thing. And what did he say to Eretz Edom? E'berana be'artzecha. We want to cross your land. Remember we learned in the Shi'ur that actually that was a shortcut. There was a great benefit for the Bnei Israel if they can cut through Eretz Bnei Edom and bing, go straight into Eretz Israel. And we also learned how great Moshe Rabbeinu was that Vayavo Kadesha, the Pasuk says. This was coming from Kadesha. And we learned, what does it mean Vayavo Kadesha? What happened right before they sent the messengers? It says Vayikadesh Bam. Bnei Israel caused Moshe Rabbeinu actually to die when they complained about the water. And therefore the Pasuk says God sanctified his name, Vayikadesh Bam. God sanctified his name through the death of the Tzaddikim. That when the Tzaddikim die, God's name becomes exalted because the people say, wow, if the Tzaddikim are not free from the judgment, then Kal Vachomer us. So therefore you would have thought that after what Moshe Rabbeinu just experienced from the people, that he's not looking now to do them any favors by taking them on a shortcut into Eretz Yisrael. It should have said in the Pasuk, Vayikadesh Bam, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'll see you later. After all that I did for you for 40 years, and now what? Now you killed me? Now you caused me not to go into Eretz Yisrael? Azak Baruch, I'm handing in my resignation. Ultimately, that's not what happened. The Pasuk says that after Vayikadesh Bam, Vayavo Kadesha, Moshe Rabbeinu was still, fighting for Klal Yisrael and trying to negotiate with Melech Edom to get the people in quicker. Now, keep in mind, if they get in quicker, that means Moshe Rabbeinu dies sooner. So even though this was risking his life by trying to get a shortcut, but Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm on a shlichut, ayin sham, gave a whole shiur on it, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was loyal to shlichut, and therefore he said, it's not about me or my life, it's about Klal Yisrael, and you can't take your shlichut personal, and you can't get offended. Anyway, velo shama melech Edom. Melech Edom did not listen. Vegam el melech Moab shalach velo abah. And they did the same thing to Moab, velo sha'ava. He did not. He refused. Vayeshiv Yisrael bekadesh. Now, problem we had with these two countries, with Moab and Edom, we really weren't allowed to harass them and antagonize them. So it's not like we were able to go to war because they said no. We had to respect their no. Other countries, they say no. It's okay. No, we're going to kill you now. But when it came to Ammon, Moab, Edom, they were, you know, on a special list, a no-fly list, and therefore we weren't able to really attack them. So we had to take an alternate route. This is Yiftach giving history to the king of Ammon. You're getting a history lesson. So we went into the Midbar. Edom. We went around Eres Edom, Bet Eres Moab. We got to the east of Eretz Moab. We got to the place of Ever Anon. We did not get to the border of Moab. And then we sent messages to the next kingdom. And who's the next kingdom? Sihon Melech Emori, Melech Heshbon. Vayomer lo Yisrael, Na'berana be'arsecha, Ad Mekumi. And we ask the same question to them. We want rites of passage until we reach our place. Now here the Pasuk says, try one more time, the Zoom is giving us a lot of problems today. Joe Sarui actually bought me an iPad that has LTE. I have to bring it from Brooklyn. I don't want extra gadgets, that's the reason, but I think he was right. I don't know why the Wi-Fi in this place. You're asking a lot from me, Ben. Oh, okay. Good. Giving me too much credit. That's a shame because, I mean, the guys over here really don't deserve to hear this class if they're still on Zoom, to be honest with you. According to the CDC, it's over the pandemic, so I don't know what these guys are still Zooming. No, I don't have it. Anyway, so what happened? You have it there? All right, Abotai. Okay, leave it there. Sorry, Abotai, we're having some technical issues in Lawrence Avenue Synagogue. They built a $20 million synagogue, but we don't have internet. Velohim, that's what it is. Velohe emin Sihon et Israel avor bigbulo. So it says that Sihon did not believe. It's interesting language over here. We'll go back to it in a minute. And they didn't allow us to pass. So by the way, we're batting 1,000. Edom said no. Ammon said no. And now we went to Sihon.
God bless him.
Okay. How's that, Morris?
Excellent.
Okay. And now I'm going to mute you.
He's making eggs.
He's making scrambled eggs. Yeah, those are the early ones.
I don't know.
I can't read on this. So what happened? So over here the Pasuk says, so we're batting 1,000, that's my point, which means Sihon said no, Ammon said no, Edom said no. But in this case over here, Sihon not only said no, but they came out to fight us. Vayesof Sihon et kol amo vayahanu biyahsa vayilachem im Yisrael. Now they came to fight Israel. Vayiten Hashem elohe Yisrael et Sihon ve'et kol amo biyad Yisrael. Good news.
He's telling the story.
Give him a history lesson. Give him a long history lesson. And he comes along and says they came and attacked us. Now listen, we're attacked, we'll have to defend ourselves. So it always happens with the Jewish people. They attack us, we defend ourselves, we beat them. And then what do they say? Do over. No, do over. Vayiten Hashem elohe Yisrael et Sihon.